At the CURB annual meeting, I'm visiting with one of our presenters, Evelyn Browning-Garris, and you were talking about climate change as a historical climatologist, which I think is a fascinating study to do. First of all, love the way you started out with your conclusions, you know. But you had a lot of very, what I would say, technical terms that probably most people don't hear in their weather report. They're not familiar with some of these things. But if you could, for the farm community, just tell us a few things that you think are really key in terms of looking at why is climate changing, what is happening to the climate right now that, you know, seems to everybody so concerned.
Well, when you look at climate, the oceans are not the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. The oceans make up 70% of the Earth's surface. They're the room. We're in it. And what has happened is, first in 1995, the Atlantic got hotter. And in 2006, the Pacific began to trend colder. And as a result, it has changed the way that energy is distributed around the Earth. And what we're seeing with climate is basically energy affecting precipitation and temperatures. So when the oceans change, they change the conditions for us on land.
And one of the key things that affects that is the radiation from the sun.
Yes. Yes, the sun goes through these long-term cycles. But that will affect climate over the long term. Just like when you hear about man-made global warming, they're talking more long-term. What I'm looking for my farmers is what's going to affect the climate 3 months out. That is my focus, is to focus on what happens 3 months out, because I have yet to see a farmer or an insurance person who, if they have 3 months warning, cannot figure out a good way to position themselves. And when you look at the ocean, it's going through some cycles that are making some short-term changes. And you can literally see, we had indications 2 weeks ahead of time that freeze was going to hit in November and it was going to be a bear. We have had, in 2012, we had 6 weeks warning that it was going to be super hot. And people could position themselves. We have had with La Nina droughts, 3 months warning. What's happening is, when you study historical climate, like I do, you see patterns, and you can report to your clients, these are the patterns, so they can have perspective.
Yeah.
And if you have perspective when you make decisions, you can make much more intelligent decisions.
Well, before we close here, because I know we're going to start another session, as you look ahead right now, let's say for this coming spring, summer, What are those trends you see suggesting?
Okay, one of the things I'm seeing is it looks like it's going to return to very dry. No matter how much rainfall we get, California's going to continue to have drought. The Midwest, it looks like after an initial cold spring, it'll heat up. Farmers are going to see some climate very similar. Well, last year I warned people, think of 2009 and how cold it was. You're going to relive it. And you had the winter that never ended and the summer that never began. I'm telling my clients now, think of 2010. It was not that bad a year. So brace yourself. It may be near normal.
And that would be unusual for some people. Well, thank you very much. Really enjoyed visiting with you. We'll point people to where they can find you. I assume website where, if they would like to subscribe. Exactly. All right. Thank you. And here from the CURB annual meeting, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.